tuned up, and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
And having General Mick McGuire is another perfect example of why we need to have a live mic on during breaks.
Did you get some good stuff?
He had some really neat stuff we didn't even get to on air, but we'll have to have him back. It's the Arizona Hour here at Rosie on the House. And in 1962, the dinosaur caverns were a popular Route 66 attraction in Kingman. Now, they're today known as the Grand Canyon Caverns, and here's why. Geologists would light off red smoke bombs into the cave looking for ways to come out. And they did finally find smoke coming out 60 miles away in the Grand Canyon. And that's how the dinosaur caverns got renamed to the Grand Canyon Caverns, which is always one of those things I wondered going through Kingman. I'm like, we are so far from the Grand Canyon. Why are they calling it the Grand Canyon Caverns? But there's why. Kingman is our featured staycation destination of the month. You can enter to win at arizonastaycation.com. We're taking entries now for, I guess we're all the way into end of January, right? Because we've already drawn Prescott's winner. So we're drawing, it's actually going to be a Phoenix staycation. It's too cold in the mountains to send anybody up. So, we did it last year. We sent them skiing. But we're gonna stay in the desert this time for January. So you can enter to win your Arizona staycation at arizonastaycation.com.
Fantastic. Well, we've got another special guest in this morning, Patrick Ziegert, the president of Operation Freebird, Freedom Bird. Patrick, what is Operation Freedom Bird?
Operation Freedom Bird is a local nonprofit here in Arizona that helps support Arizona combat veterans from all conflicts, all eras, and essentially it's an extension of a therapy that our combat veterans are seeking to help them from post-traumatic stress, unresolved grief or loss that was associated with their time in service. So it's 32 years old. It's the longest running nonprofit of its kind, and it's really designed to ensure that our heroes, our nation's heroes, our combat veterans can just take that one step closer to coming all the way back home.
It was founded here kind of with Southwest Airlines, right?
So Southwest is our huge sponsor. Every year they help us by donating the tickets there and back to Washington, D.C. It's a four-day healing journey that we take.
And that's a plane full of 737 veterans?
It's 50. So 50.
50, yep. Okay.
So every year it's 50 folks. But okay. Pat Lynch founded this 32 years ago. He's a Vietnam-era vet and in Vietnam, was a crew chief and was shot down in Vietnam. Earned the Silver Star. He's highly decorated. And he came back and used his GI Bill to obtain his commercial pilot's license. And at the time, he realized that the airline was flying to Washington, D.C. from Arizona. And he went to the president of the company and said, I'd like to go and visit, but I really don't want to go by myself. So it started. And the president of the company said, well, load up a plane, find vets, and let's go. And logistically, that's just not going to happen. So he wanted to find, you know, enough that we could fill a tour bus. And so it turned out to be 50. It was a round number. Went into the community, made connections with organizations like the vet centers who provide readjustment counseling for combat veterans. And we started working with nominations, finding people that were prepared in their journey along this path of getting well to go back to D.C., and to visit places like the Wall. And originally, it was Vietnam veterans, but it's expanded. So during the journey, we visit memorials that are dedicated to folks' conflicts. We help process those folks that have these memories or things that they're trying to work through. And each night, we participate in some group counseling to just make sure that this is going to have some great therapeutic value for them. But, yep, 32 years ago, Pat Lynch started this whole thing, and We don't ask our vets to contribute a nickel, and so even our staff is unpaid. And it's really an extension of the kinds of help that our veterans are getting here at home. We maintain a good relationship when we come back with those providers to ensure that they're continuing their journey.
Well, I do know one veteran who has participated, and I know from personal experience and relationship with him what it meant to go and do this as a guest. It's just kind of an honor to be invited as a guest and have it taken care of. and y'all have all the logistics taken care of, and they get to go. I mean, you must have some incredible veteran stories.
Oh, boy. I could sit here for the rest of the day and share those with you, Rosie. But, yeah, it is. For folks that participate, it can be a life-changing event. I went in 2010. I'm a combat veteran that struggled with my own reintegration issues and suffered from grief and loss. And I went on the 2010 journey, and it was the most pivotal part of my own recovery. And so I became involved in the organization 10 years ago. And for those 10 years when I participated, there are countless stories that I could tell, but I'll share one real quick one with
Good.
You.
Okay. Dude, please.
We had a participant that came with us a few years ago, a Vietnam veteran, and had a high school buddy, and both of them got drafted and sent to Vietnam. The participant firmly believed that his friend didn't make it back, and they obviously didn't communicate upon this person's return. And he firmly believed that his friend had not made it back from Vietnam. So through his processing, through his treatment that he was getting for his post-traumatic stress, he was nominated to come on the journey with us and had a real hard time even going to see the wall itself. But his purpose was to go and find the name of his high school buddy, just to have some closure and everything. So one night we went down to the wall. We have support from our Park Services volunteers that have, you know, logs of names and where the panel is going to be and where this name is supposed to be. And I remember walking down the wall, and the panels are split up by the years, you know.
Right.
So he knew where he was supposed to go. And as he's looking for this particular panel and was looking for this particular name, at the same time, from the other side of the wall, there were some folks that were migrating closer to us and got closer. And about the time that our participant was going to try and find where his friend's name was supposed to have been, another person ended up at the same place at the same time, and they looked at each other, and it turned out that it was his high school friend.
Ooh.
That was looking for our participant's name because he believed he didn't make it back from Vietnam either. And that was decades later that they made that connection, and until that time believed each of those never made it back from the war.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that ground in that area of the mall is hollow ground.
It is.
You've got the Korean monument.
Sure.
You've got the Vietnam wall. And my first trip back to go find a name of a friend, I mean, you get quivers.
Oh, yeah.
Walking up to that wall.
Right.
Knowing you're going to see a friend's name.
Right. Yep.
And then to have that friend tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, I was just looking for you.
Yeah. Can you believe it? Decades later, it was amazing. And the interesting thing, each year, we call that wall magic. And each year.
That's a great name for it. That is wall magic.
And we experience that every time, you know, for the last, at least the 10 years that I've been involved, I've witnessed it firsthand, and I hear stories about things that happened before I was even with the organization, that it really, really does help people bring closure. And it's an incredible healing organization.
Do y'all have any trouble at all finding 50 veterans a year?
Sometimes we do. So it's based on nominations. So folks that are involved in their readjustment counseling have to be nominated by their provider. You know, we've got over 625,000 service members, veterans, and their families here in Arizona. It's roughly 10% of the population. So we have a lot. But it is sometimes a challenge to be able to connect with vets that are ready to go on this journey, so emotionally and physically prepared, and have the nomination from their provider to make sure that this is going to be the next right step in their recovery. So sometimes it's a bit of a challenge, but we've been blessed, especially recently, that we've been able to find good candidates and we can help them along their journey as well.
And how does a veteran become a candidate? Clarify for me a little bit. Who nominates them?
So a couple of ways. You can self-nominate by going to our website, operationfreedombird.org. The stipulations are that you have to be a combat veteran here in Arizona, and that you are actually engaged in some kind of readjustment counseling, some treatment for your service-connected PTSD or grief or loss or whatever. So we have to make sure that our folks are getting services. Or are providers. So if you're talking to a counselor, the counselor can get online and provide a nomination form as well.
Okay.
So.
All right.
What war is mostly represented? Is there one more than the others?
It's still Vietnam vets. Wow. They're a majority of folks. But, I mean, considering all the global conflicts that we've been in, certainly since 9/11, we've opened it up. There's one journey we had Korean, World War II, Vietnam, Afghan, and Iraqi vets all on the same bus. So it really just is open to all conflicts.
That's amazing. And it's how big of an event? It's a four-day event?
It is. So every year, it's November 9th through the 12th. So we're there during Veterans Day in Washington, D.C.
On the mall for Veterans Day.
And, boy, I tell you, you know, the relationship that we've been able to build out there, we're the only organization that gets internal guided tour of the Pentagon on Veterans Day by the staff that does the dignitary tours. So heads of state that want to come to the Pentagon, it's the same folks that give us the tour. We're the only organization that gets there on Veterans Day because people really do appreciate the power of our organization and what we do to help our veterans heal.
That's fantastic. For 30 years, you've been taking 50 vets.
Yes, sir.
Back to the mall.
Absolutely.
And just let them experience the wall magic.
You bet. And yep, we guide them. We hold their hands when we need to. Plenty of hugs that go around. But really help them on their own journey to their recovery.
What is that ratio to people who are there to help and then the ones that are coming?
So typically we bring five staff members. So obviously our clinical chief clinician, we bring a couple of other staff members just to make sure that we can keep accountability. If things come up, we've got other counselors that can pull people off to the side to have individual conversations. And also to help guide those evening sessions where we get together as a group and talk. And then any logistical things that come up, you know, either with the hotel or the meals or the bus, whatever. So it's five staff members generally. Sometimes it just kind of a little bit more. But we really try to bring as many veterans as we can.
How would we support Operation Freedom Bird?
So one way is to get on the website, operationfreedombird.org. You're going to find links to how you can donate. Each year, we have a golf tournament that helps raise funds. You'll find information about that tournament on the particular website. And you know what's interesting is most of the funding that we get is because of past participants.
Either, yeah, I bet. Yep, I can imagine that.
Themselves or family members or friends that just see the incredible healing that takes place, they feel almost compelled to help support the organization.
Now, y'all have an annual banquet. Is that open to the public or is that by invitation only?
So tickets, and we're still working on that. So the details, we're hammering out the details of that banquet. Nothing's finalized, but generally we try and have some sort of fundraising dinner event each year. But certainly that golf tournament is going to be a good way for people to come out, experience what we do, and just have a great time and to support the organization.
And you, as a combat veteran of both the Army and Navy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your service.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you.
Yeah. Now, and you've made the trip.
I did. 2010, it was part of my own journey to deal with some things that I experienced when I was in combat, and it changed my life. It really, really did.
What is your role now?
Right now, I'm the military veteran advocate for United Healthcare's community plan here in Arizona.
And serving president of Operation Freedom Bird.
Yes, sir. I am the president of Operation Freedom Bird.
Okay. Well, again, the website?
OperationFreedomBird.org.
Okay. Taking our Arizona veterans on life-changing journey to the National Mall where they can visit all the memorials, I guess.
Correct.
It's a four-day event where y'all have got we might want to come back in just a minute and tell us what happens over the course of that 4 days. The wall's part of it. The Pentagon tours were part of it. Let's talk about what else is involved right after that. So we're going to have to take a short break.
Sounds good.